Gardner testified that he never met Harson that evening because he was at home in bed with his wife when the murder was committed, and she verified this statement. The Gardners, however, had been at a neighbor's house during a heavy storm and did not get to bed until about 2 a.m. His wife did not fall asleep until about 5 a.m. and got up 3 hours later. At about 7:00 a.m., a neighbor saw Gardner coming from his washhouse, where a large fire was seen from the boiler inside. Harson's employer, Mrs. Crisp, testified that she had heard a thud and scream between 1 or 2 a.m., but did nothing because her husband said Rose would inform them if anything was wrong. The prosecution said the broken medicine bottle at the crime scene had been prescribed for the Gardner's children. Blood had also been found on Gardner's clasp knife, but he claimed it was used to cut up rabbits. Given the strong circumstantial evidence of the note and Gardner's relationship with the woman, most of the jury did not buy his alibi. However, one juryman did. Evan Edwards held out obstinately for a verdict of not guilty against the 11 other jurors. Since a unanimous verdict was required, the hung jury forced another trial. The trial occurred on January 21, 1903, at the same courthouse. Public opinion was starting to support Gardner in what was now called the Peason Hall mystery, and this time the jury showed more sympathy for his wife's alibi. Still, they returned no verdict when 10 members judged him innocent, and 2